in the morning. Middletown Mayor Dan Drew. We're talking earlier about the South Windsor Alliance for Progress, and they're going to hold their monthly panel discussion this Sunday up there at on Sullivan Avenue, 869 Sullivan Avenue in South Windsor, at 3:45. And Congressman John Larson is going to be the speaker, and the mayor of Middletown, who is going to run for governor, he wants to run for governor, is going to be there as well. And he is our special guest this morning. Mr. Mayor, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's great to be here with you and your audience. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mayor, and the mayor is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Mr. Mayor, right now the policies that are being discussed in Washington, how would they affect health care right here in the state of Connecticut?
Well, they'd be a major problem, I think, for most regular folks. They take away health care coverage from anybody that's got what's considered a pre-existing condition, and they have a new list of pre-existing conditions, including some things that touch me and my family, and I'm sure that's true for the vast majority of the people listening out there right now. So in my opinion, it's not a good initiative for the needs of the middle class and the working class in Connecticut.
Well, you actually wrote a piece that you would have a pre-existing condition because you donated a kidney. Is that correct?
It is correct. I donated in August, and they actually included organ donation as a pre-existing condition in this new bill. So anybody that's donated before or anybody that's received would be subject to this and would be considered as having a pre-existing condition and could have their health insurance premiums skyrocket and wouldn't be able to afford coverage anymore.
How would you change, Mr. Mayor, what we've got right now? You know, everybody talks about it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's the same old thing. This is what people get fed up with. How would you change it?
Well, I think one of the things that we always talk about and we always focus on when we're talking about health care is we focus on the tail end of it. We focus on how we afford the insurance. And we never really talk about how we can actually make provision of health care less expensive. So I think that's something that we need to look at and that we need to have a discussion about with one another, with policymakers, with the medical community, because if you make it less expensive on the front end, then the insurance isn't as much of a problem. I also think we need to take a serious look at creating a Medicare for all system or an option where people can purchase health insurance through the state, small business owners, and individuals without insurance. If either of those options were available for people out there, then their health insurance situation would be more affordable, it would be easier to handle, and I think we would actually see the growth of significant number of small businesses in Connecticut, because one of the problems that I see small businesses having over and over again is not finding a way to be profitable or developing a business in Connecticut. It's actually being able to afford health care for themselves, their families, and their employees.
Now, did I read where you would be interested in a single-payer plan for Connecticut?
Yeah, I think it's something that we should take a serious look at. A Medicare for all system could really free up our economy and really unleash a number of entrepreneurs to start businesses that they've been thinking about starting for years, because if the risk of having your health care available or not was off the table, then I think it would spur a lot of new growth and a lot of new development and a lot of new entrepreneurship, and I think in the long run will be very good for our economy and very good for our small business sector in Connecticut.
You know, I've often, Mayor Drew, talking to Middletown Mayor Dan Drew this morning, I've often wanted to ask this question. What is it that drives somebody like yourself, who's been a successful mayor in Middletown, to be governor? What is it? What was it that said, you know, I'm going to run for governor? What was that?
Well, for me, it's about seeing a problem and feeling a responsibility to fix it on behalf of the people who we're there to care for. You know, we have a responsibility here in Middletown to the people of Middletown, and the people that work at the state level have a responsibility to the people of Connecticut. And I'm considering a run right now because I see a number of major problems that we have out there, And I think that in our economy, we've drifted too far as a country and as a state for several decades away from the idea that we need to figure out how to help the middle class and the working class. And instead, what we do is we focus on the needs of the wealthiest people among us. I think we need to reverse that. And I think we need to get back to taking care of and ensuring that there's opportunity for the middle class and the working class. And if we do that, we help those people get money back in their pockets. We help those people live an easier life. We help those people create more opportunity for themselves and, in particular, for their kids. Then we're going to be in a much better position, and a lot of our other problems will work themselves out. And the idea that we could work together and get there, and that we could create a situation in which we help people achieve those goals, is very exciting to me, and I feel a responsibility to move in that direction.
Talking with Middletown Mayor Dan Drew, who's going to be part of this panel, the Swap Coffee and Conversations, Healthcare Reform and Safeguarding Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, this coming Sunday, 869 Sullivan Avenue in South Windsor. Doors open at 3:15. Discussion begins at 3:45. It is open to the public. Now, Mr. Mayor, one of the things I hear about people who might be open to a conversation about a single-payer healthcare system is that it needs to be a system whereby everybody partakes in it. In other words, if you're a member of Congress, if you're the mayor of Middletown, if you're the governor of Connecticut, if you're in the state legislature, or if you're the average Joe on the street, you all have the same plan rather than picking or choosing. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and it's unfortunate when people who make public policy carve out exemptions for themselves so that the public policy that they're making for everyone else doesn't apply. I think the reason that having one straightforward plan makes sense in a lot of these types of discussions you're talking about is because you have consistency, you have ease of administration, and it's vastly easier to pay for it and handle the whole system. So to the degree that we come up with a system like that, I think it's something that we should really try to do, because it will make the cost of providing health care less expensive in the long run. The economies of scale and the buying power that comes as a result of it makes health care less expensive. It also gives us, as I said, the opportunity to support small business throughout Connecticut. There's one particular small business owner that I'm thinking of right here in Middletown who's very profitable, who hires a lot of people, who has more than one business, and does really well. But the challenge is health care. It's not finding the right people or being successful in the business. It's the health care. And if that were removed as a major obstacle for the people of Connecticut, I think you'd see an explosion in entrepreneurship, and Connecticut would be a center for small business in a way that we don't think of it right now.
Middletown Mayor Dan Drew, our special guest. And Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for chatting with Dan and yours truly this morning, and there's no doubt we'll be talking with you again. Thanks for coming.
Thank you both. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Thanks, Mr.